Where were you when convicted murderer and reputed terrorist Corvus Corax broke out of the Dingo River Correctional Center? That event remains one of the darker, defining moments in human-Scion relations, as fresh today as 20 years ago when Corax snuffed out 43 lives in his bid for freedom. 43 lives extinguished by a single thought. Mankind has long thought itself master of this world, but among its ranks, giants grew, beings of immense power, outscaling humanity and reaching out toward the Promethean fire, and in so doing, cast behind them a twilight, leaving us, their brethren, in the shadow of the gods. Episode 1, 51 Seconds. I'm Jonah Fox. 18 prisoners, 6 guards, 4 police and 2 canine officers, an unnamed Paladin Brigade operative, and 12 innocent bystanders died, killed by a thought burst. It took 51 seconds from the time Corax left his cell until he disappeared into the darkness. These points are never in dispute. A brigade suborbital surveillance asset broadcast the footage on every available channel, including multiple outlets on the web. That day's footage caused the biggest viral video sensation the internet has ever seen before, or since. The asset's internal AI determined the breakout was of such concern as to warrant mass notification. The world watched, stunned, horrified, and speechless. That silence didn't last. The ensuing cacophony of outrage dredged up old fears long buried. The public demanded their government's answer for the excesses of these extra-normal beings, these Scions. Why weren't they labeled, tagged, and tracked? Shouldn't they be segregated, incarcerated, exterminated? These brutal questions reared their ugly heads as talking points and sound bites, and digital oracles brayed forewarnings of the death and destruction to come. Any Scion riots broke out from Atlanta, Georgia, to Topeka, Kansas, to Fresno, California. You have been listening to In the Shadow of the Gods, Episode 1, 51 Seconds.